Once the colonies declared independence and the Declaration of Independence was signed, there was a real period of discomfort in this country. The people who did their work in the colonies and made their sacrifice really have left us all with the greatest country in the world, and we know it and we appreciate it. But when we look around and we see other countries going through the same thing, we have to remember what it was that created the impetus for us to have our own thing, which we did. And so quite frequently, when people are yelling, who do these people think they are when they want their own country? I think back to the days of the revolution and what happened in this country. And so, and the principles it was all done on, because as you know, in some countries, if you're not doing it the way they are, they kill you. And that is something that while the Tories had a tough time in what was to become the United States, they survived and there was that kind of tolerance that we see here, but not in other places.
There was great news yesterday out of Washington on the June jobs report. In your thoughts on that?
Well, this is good for President Obama, because no matter what happens, as more people get work and as the economy grows stronger, what we find is that people are happier. So that while the Republicans are searching desperately for any way to put Obama down, in some case they have a fist that lands, in some case they do not. Benghazi hasn't grown wings. Obamacare certainly hasn't grown the kind of wings that they had hoped, but they keep pushing on it. What do we have? We have a country where the whole impetus is to give everybody a job and get them working. And that is finally happening in this country. The stock market goes soaring upward. People are getting jobs. The economy is doing better. And in the end, that's what people are going to remember at election time. We have congressional elections coming up. While the president may grow popular as a result of this, some of these congressional districts are so mal-districted, they are so unfairly districted, that one party or the other have the upper hand. And in this case, it happens to be the Republicans in this country. So that what we can hope is that people will vote based on rational thinking as opposed to irrational thinking.